Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, reinishmas, Maran, Hagaon, Hatzadik, Hachacham, Hamuflav, Hamuflag, Rabbi Ovadi Yosef, whose yahrzeit is today. And over the years, I've been osek a great deal in his Torah. Just mamish, unbelievable what that man knew, what that man wrote, what that man accomplished in his life. It is just astounding. So I'm not going to go into the life story and insights into his life and things he did and things he said and things he created, even though that would be a great topic. But what I'd like to do is just learn about one of his hanagas, and that should be Lulu Nishmaso, and it should also be a zaraz. It should give us inspire us to continue studying the great works of Chacham Ovadia Yosef. So there's a sefer, three svarim, put out by his son. Rabbi David is also a tremendous Talmud Chacham. There are many, many svarim of Halacha Berurah that he put out with a staff of people. Just tremendous, going through siman after siman of Shulchan Aruch. Very, very clear with Maran Mekomos. Halacha Lamaisa. Whether you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi, it doesn't matter. Everybody should learn the sefer, in my humble opinion. So besides writing that, and also many, many years ago, in his younger years, he wrote in the Moadim a few volumes. But the Chacham David Yosef has his three svarim, Orchot Maran. Orchot Maran is just things, you know, he lived obviously with his father, and he grew up with his father, and hanhagas of his father, and then he explains to them in the footnotes where it comes from. So in the Sefer Orchot Maran, in the first volume, on page 43, he writes as follows: "B'meshach rov ha'shanim, lo yamakpid klal lechasot rosho betalit b'shat ha'tfila, ela hayta talit munachat al ketefav, lo yamechase et rosho betalit afilu b'shat tfilat shmoneh'esreh, afilu k'shashliach tzibur k'sheoleh la'torah. Hesper li ta'amo, b'nei shepa'amim hadavar goyem lo hafra b'chavanat haroyah la'tfila. Mechar sh'tit ofelet me'al rosh mifam lefam, u'shantav ha'achonot yamaniach sheyechase rosho betalit." So he says, surprisingly, that Chacham Ovadia Yosef didn't cover his head with a talus. And when I was growing up, that was always like the sign of a very religious person. Oh, he's so frum. He even covers his head with his talus. Puts his talus over his head. So that was like a sign of frumkeit. And if you're, you know, not so frum, so then you're, you don't necessarily do that. That was the stereotype anyway. And here you have a person who was very frum, obviously, the Gadol Hador, one of the Gadol Hador. And the Gadol Hador in Yedias of Tshuvas, obviously. Thousands and thousands of Tshuvas. Just, they flow, and you know, he writes one Tshuva, he'll quote 200 Sfarim, 300 Sfarim, 400 Sfarim. And each Ayin Sham could be a 30-page Tshuva. And he had it on his fingertips. Incredible. In any event, this man, This man who wasn't even shy to our musagim, our generation, didn't cover his head with a talus. So what's that all about? So let's see. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef in Hilchas Tzitzis writes that even though the halacha is not like the Gaonim, who require us to wrap ourselves up with l'katifas yishmeilim, and we know what tifas yishmeilim do, that's how we wrap ourselves when we first put on our talus. You should be wrapped up, and you don't have to be wrapped up with Yishmaelim, but it's a mitzvah to do so. And in the Beis Yosef, Simen Ches, he explains the Balaam Or, who says to cover your head with a talus, that derech hatsnuim, it's a matter of modesty to put their talus on their head. It lowers you, it brings you your Shemayim. That's the idea behind covering your head with a talus. And that makes sense, that the really firm people should do it, because the really firm people have tznius, they have yiras shemayim, so they cover their head with a talus. And Taka the Shulchan Aruch writes, in Simon Chesiv Beis, that it's correct that you should cover your head with a talus. It's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar, not min ha-din. He says it's the correct thing to do. But he doesn't say you're obligated to do it. Why is it the correct thing to do? Because it brings you to tznius. Brings a Tanava. At least it's supposed to. It's the goal. So David says to look in the Sefer Mitzvah Sri'iyah. The Mitzvah Sri'iyah is a Sefer of Halacha of Maran Rav Zatzal, Maran Rav Kuk Zatzal. So he writes in Sif Beis, V'tur Kassim Mechasi Rosh Lebe Gili Rosh V'yavarech. He quotes the tool that you should cover your head in order that you're not begili roishoy, in order that your head isn't exposed when you make the bracha. Benechaku bepeirusha, writes the Rav. There's a machoikes what this means. Habeit Yosef, Habeit Yosef pireish, dafa pishem achus roishoy, kom v'chaz b'tal shalom mitzvah gamke. But even though your head is already covered, you're already wearing a yarmulke, you should still cover your head with a talis when you make the bracha. And the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe writes, "Denachem demayish rosh megula, so about your head as it was uncovered." So according to the Rama, Pshat is that your head is uncovered, and you have to make sure that when you make the bracha, your head is covered. So according to the Rama, there's no shaychas to the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's just shaychas to the bracha. Or that you should make a bracha with a covered head. Well, ani usdaiti, says the Rav Zatzal, to me it appears, d'yesh lamer d'koy de la'el. I think this is referring to what we learned earlier. Shenech gua ga'oinem. I think u'bala iter. Da ga'oinem kasvu d'tzol chatifas yishmeilim. The ga'oinem say that when you that you need to wrap yourself up like the Ishmaelites, like we wrap ourselves up when we say the Satif Petitis. There's mashma that at all times you need to wrap yourself up in the Tzitzis. So according to the Goyim, it's mashma you have to be Batif Ishmaelim the whole time. Doesn't matter if it's Shas Levisha or Chakach, not like we do. We just do Tifus Shemelim at the beginning. According to the Gonim, we do it the whole time. And the Baal Iter Kasav, the Derech Bnei Adam, Mushia Pa'amim, Bekisi Rosh, Pa'amim, Gili Rosh. Can you pay the no? There's no pay the to do Bekatifus Shemelim. Aval Nira, Kevin, Che, Derech Bnei Adam, Lios Pa'amim, Bekisi Rosh, Gamkin. I can't be shot, but since some, it's a way of people to sometimes wear their garment, Bekisi Rosh, so when people do have kisir rosh, that's the way we wear. We said rosh yichasas b'tal shel mitzvah. The zeo azer the zeo derech atif yitufa. Kevin shen avrach b'gil rosh ken yichasas rosh shatzer brach b'tal. Then we get a mitzvah tzitzis by derech levisha. So pshat is that you have to wear it in the way people normally wear it. And when you're making a bracha, your head is normally covered. In the middle, the way you're normally wearing the garment when you're making the bracha is to have it covered. It's to have your head covered. So it's part of the derech levisha of the garment to cover your head when you're making the bracha. That's derech levisha b'shas ha-bracha. V'yishlom adem gomol shen minak shen kisui achar ala rosh kiyem l'talis. Shu tzarech l'tzaneh o'machas ha-rosh b'talis. En mod michas ha-rosh b'tabracha b'shas ha-bracha. And in those places, that all they cover their head with is the talis, and he covers his head with something else, it's no good. You have to wear a derech levisha. And that's his derech levisha. U'beikar esur gili rosh. So therefore, that's what it's saying over here. That's why you have to make the kisur rosh when you make the bracha, because that's the derech levisha. B'shas ha-bracha, that's the derech levisha. The way to normally wear it when you're making the bracha is that it's on your head. What about this whole Indian of wearing a yarmulke? It's like the most basic question, right? We all grew up, Jewish boys, from the time we're little boys, they put a yami on our head. What's that all about? Is it really answer? So the taz is mechadesh, that b'zman hazetz b'chuksem lo selechot in z'daraisa. Because today it's a goyish thing to go without a yarmulke. Jews wear yarmulkes. It's a Jewish thing to wear yarmulkes. There are plenty of Jews that don't wear yarmulkes. But not Jews who are, you know, generally who follow the Torah. Generally Jews who follow the Torah wear a yarmulke. So therefore it might be a daraisa of the chusen lo selecho. And according to the Ma'arik, If there's a toeles, so there's no b'chukusayim l'aselechu. Like we say that if there's refuah, there's no derech ha'amari. It's not considered for avodah zarah if it's derech refuah. So if there's a toeles, it's not b'chukusayim l'aselechu. A doctor wearing a white jacket, it's not b'chukusayim l'aselechu. Not going in the ways of the guy, because there's a toeles. Everyone knows he's a doctor. So if Kuk is mechadesh, you can't shalom the mishum gal rosh minay chom mechotiv zelo shay chom milsa medina. So if you're uncovering your head because it's hot, I have one of my a relative who's no longer with us, very chashuv member of our family. So I heard that back in the day he would, you know, take a walk on the boardwalk, whatever it was in Long Beach, and he would take off his hat. It was hot. So the Rav here says that if one is megala roshim bnei achom, he uncovers his head because it's too hot. It's not shaykh. It's not b'chusem lo selechu, because he's doing it for a toelas. In the Gemara, you see, it seems to be a minik. Only very, very chasha people do it in the Gemara. And not that it's an absolute obligation. Agapana, we've gone a little bit too far afield over here, my rabbi is saying. But it is interesting. There's an unbelievable sefer out called Rabbeinu. It's been out now for close to a decade. Rabbeinu, which is the diary of Rav Shitrit, who was the gabbai of Chacham Ovadia. And he just tells different things every day. If Ravadia said something or did something interesting, he wrote it down. Hundreds of pages, fascinating. Anyway, in the Sefer, he says that Chacham Ovadia was a big chassid of Rav Kook in his halacha, and that he held Rav Kook was a big tzaddik. And he said, Misken, the Kanoim destroyed his life. They would go cause him, Shetzar, the Kanoim. They would vazir Rav Kook in so many different ways. You see from his letters. You want to get to know Rav Kook, you can read his chedushim, his orot hatshuva, his orot hakodesh, his einaya. That if you want to know what he's thinking, you want to get to know him, you read his letters, and you see how much the man suffered. In Korot HaRaya, we have a series of shiurim that. Nei ben Ravadia was it, but he said not of his machshav. His nyanei machshav Ravadia wasn't mischaber to orot hatshuva, orot hakodesh, orot hatshuva, orot hatchia, orot Yisrael, orot. Ravadi had his own oros, but not, that wasn't it. But in halacha, you know, he quotes Rav Kook right and left. And Rav Kook was his forebear, meaning he was the Rav Rashi of Medina Yisrael, and Rav Kook was the previous, he was Ashkenazi, he was Sephardi. Akopana, but he held that Rav Kook was a guy in a tzaddik. So he quotes him quite a bit. Anyway, so that's what we have over here. We have a quote from Chacham Rabbi David. So it's the minig of tsnius. It's not meikar adin, we see here from the Bach, but it's minig at snuim to cover their head. Ulam bezora kadosh ita man dekayim betzluta by leksui roshe v'inui. Begin the lois takel b'shchinta. Uva b'taz. So the taz brings in simit tzadi afsid kot nalef. Zora kadosh in parashas v'eschanan. He says when you're davening, you have to cover your head and your eyes in order that you don't look at the shchina. Wow. This is cited by the Taz. Because of a prima garden, Mishpas Azov, the Hanichi Chasir Rosh of a Talishal Mitzvah. Shkaron Machasir Rosh Arainam, Talishal Mitzvah. That's the minute. You cover your head, till your eyes with a Talishal Mitzvah. And this is cited in the Mishnah Brura and Simit Sariyal, Sifkot and Vav. And he quotes a few Kabbalistic sources. It's interesting in that book, since the Chacham Ovadia in his youth learned Kabbalah and then he left it, he just focused on Halacha. But you see in his Sfarim, he quotes Kabbalistic Sfarim all the time. Incredible. That man knew. Upriyetz Chaim, the Kabbalistic say for Ubola Tamid, Mivor Shitzarisha Talis Techas al Tfilin Shel Rosh, Vizbiratama Piasot. So your talis should cover your eyes or at least your Tfilin Shel Rosh. And he explains it Kabbalistically. And in the Sefer Leket Yosher, is made on his Rebbe, the Baal Tumas Hadeshen, that he would put his talis on his head, the whole Zman Tefillah. The Elia Rabba writes, in the name of the Sefer, Adi Zav, Sheikhasi Rosh B'talas Mitachas, Tefillah Bat Seifa, that you should cover your head with your talis from the beginning of davening to the end. And not like some people, that they make the brach on the talis, and then they just leave it on their back. And then he says about them, the Pasuk, V'osi Yishlachta Chorei Gavecha, you threw me behind you. And then in the Tziyunim, they have Berurim and Tziyunim. So in the Tziyunim, he brings from the Be'er Moshe in Chelek Hay and Simen Beis, and the Vasir Tov is a big American Rav in Simen Hay, and then Menachas Yitzchak Chelek at Simen Beis. Shuv is Nasan David. Ever heard of it? So I like reading Chacham Ovadia Sfarim and his son Sfarim. He quotes Sfarim, he never heard of it. Sefer Netivot HaMarav. And the Shuv is HaRadbaz in Chelek Aleph and Simen Shin and Gimel. Hitzrich Dafki, Shechatzer Rosh, you have to cover your head. Shkenogu B'chol Gulus Yisrael Lechazi Baroshe. So is the minhag in all Jewish communities. Cover their head. But the Radba says that you need atifas yishmeilim likuva. Wow. You have to have not just your head covered, but you have to wrap yourself up like the yishmeilim. And that's mamash achiyuv. In the Tshuvas Tvar Shmuel, he says, Tvar Shmuel abuav in simikuv chav gimel. He writes that it's talib minhag amakom, it depends where you are. In the Sefer Shalmei Tzibur, he writes, that if you don't wrap your head up with a talis, you don't cover your head with a talis, it's a brachla batala. It was mashma the Zohar Kaddish. But it's mashma, they only are machma b'shas ha-bracha. But b'shas ha-bracha, you did it, afterwards you can put it on your shoulder. Again, everyone holds that way. And again, Shulchan Aruch says, only midin zihirus, but not mamash achiyuv. And therefore, if you you do your tifus yishmeili, you make the bracha, and then you stand like that for Dalai Lamas, the way, as long as it takes to walk Dalai Lamas, you're fine. You can put it on your shoulders afterwards. And Aruch HaShulchan, he writes in Siman and Gimel, Sivkat Nirchaz, only Mashman the Shlich Tzibur, there's a Chiyuv. And now that the Arizal writes in the Shara Kavanas, that you have to cover your tefillin with your tefillin Sharosh with your talis, Magen Avram, and Siman Chaz Sivkat Gimel brings the Ari, and he writes, but not the Gamri. And so write other Achronim, and in the Tziyunim he brings El Yeraba, Artes Chaim, Mishne Berurah. And in Sefer Minchat Aron, he says, if the Beis Yosef would see what the Arizal says, he would have agreed with him, that you have to be Mechase, Tefillin Sharosh and Talis. In the Sefer Ben Ish Chai, in Parashat Vayera, that's where you see that line in the book of Rabbeinu, how much flack he got for arguing with the Ben Ish Chai. He had tremendous cover for the Ben Ish Chai, but he just didn't always agree with him. And he wanted to pass him like Maran. He held that Maran was no less than the Ben Ish Chai. Maran preceded the Ben Ish Chai by hundreds of years. It's actually interesting. In the He brings here from the Sefer Ma'asif Kolakola Machnas, which is like a collection of a liquid of different svarim and halacha. So he brings there that he found Michtav Mishnas Dalar Alafim Shinvav. Sherab Yechem and Zakim Yushalayim Kibel Me'aliyahu Anavi Acha Chorban Abayis Shesh Lachasis Harosh Bebeis HaKnes Mishnas Yudchila Batsif. And if you don't, you're called a Givaini. Wow. So you have this letter from a few thousand years ago. It was found 1,000 and maybe 400 years ago, 1,400 years ago. So that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Makabel from Eliyahu HaNavi. That if you have to cover your head in shul when you daven from the beginning to the end, and if you don't, you're called a gavoni. And the Tshuvas Divrei Menachem, Chelek Aleph Yan Siman Beis, he says that this letter is a forgery. Look also in the Divrei Yisrael, Yisrael Veltz, who's a big tzaddik, Garish Apaisek, Chelek Aleph, Sefer Taras Yamtuf Chelek Tes Amad Lamad Aleph, Sefer Teferes Banim Chelek Aleph Amad Samad Ches. Back upon him, you have the Ben Ish Chai, back to the Ben Ish Chai. Writes that even though Maran says that you should leave your tefillin shel rosh exposed at the end of Simchav Zayin, the Mekubalim say you should cover it al pi yesod, and that's correct. You should follow the Mekubalim. In the Tshuvas Ish Matzliach, in Chelek Aleph Siman Tes, he says like the Mekubalim. Since Maran writes Nachon Shechaser Rosh Betalis, Madasa Mukubalam, you have to cover your head with a talus. You have to be machmer like them. Ulam, Da'at Adoni Avi Moriv Rabbi Maran Zecher Tzadik VeKadosh Livracha. What's Chacham Ovadia thinking? Says his son Rabbi David, Chacham David. Sheikar B'zeh Lalach G'das Maran HaShulchan Aruch. We Paskin, that's his thing. We Paskin like Maran. I like that story. That one time he got to receive an award, to receive a pras for one of his farm. And another Rav got up. I don't want to say the name of the Rav. But he got up and he attacked Chacham Ovadia for saying that we all have to Paskin like the Beis Yosef. And Pitom, we all have to Paskin like the Beis Yosef. So Chacham Ovadia, like they say in modern Hebrew, Lo Nishal Chayav, he got up there and he said, I didn't say you should Paskin like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, Beit Yosef Omer Shet Zich Lev Sokomo Beit Yosef. Beretz Yisrael. I am Beshut Avkat Rochel Besiman Tereterera. The Chibas of the Beis Yosef. He says you have to Paskin. It's not me. The Beis Yosef says to Paskin like the Beis Yosef. He's the Marad Eretz Dar Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to follow the Beis Yosef. So generally, that's Chacham Ovadia's Kav. His line of Psak is Alpi the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, Maran, Yosef Karo. Yosef Karo says you don't have to cover your head. It's Misra and Amuvchar. It disturbed his kavanah, so he didn't cover his head. Even when he was shliach tzibur, even his ola Torah, and he said it bothers his kavanah. And so writes in his name, my friend, my brother, Hagon Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef in the Yahu Yosef Chelek Aleph, in the first Ma'adur on page 18, in the Sheiris Yosef in Chelek Aleph page Kuf Mem. So let's see inside what Maran says. Seder atifato. How are you misatif b'tzitzis? Like people cover themselves with their garment and they do their work. Sometimes your head's covered, sometimes it's not. That's the talus. Sometimes it's on your head, sometimes it's on your head. And it's good that you should cover your head with the talus. That's the mechaber. And Shabur writes in Sifkat Dalid, why? Shekizze machnia leiv adam mevil adi Yerushamayim. It's machnia you, it brings you to Yerushamayim. Ve'ein betaz, shedatod anachon shlo yasei akova katan mea rosho batfila. Ve'ta tfila, af shu mechaser rosho batalit gamken. You should make sure that even if you're wearing a yarmulke, you should still cover your head with a talus. Talus isn't enough. You should have your yarmulke under your talus. Because of a bach, v'tzorach shia talus al roshe metchila sa tfila bat soifah. Your head should be covered from the beginning of davening to the end, and akopanim, it should be covered for the amount of time it takes you to walk Arab Amis. And in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, he brings that from the Sefer it's Mamish Chutzpah, not to have your head covered during davening. You should have your head covered the whole davening. Very, very harsh language against those who don't. Because of a Kavanas Ari, that he would cover his, like we said before, he'd cover his tefillin shel rosh, and but not legamrei, as we said before. Okay, so anyway, that's the hanhaga of Chacham Ovadia, but it says here, that at the end of his life, he would let them cover his head. Maybe he didn't even have enough koach to cover himself. So they said, you could put it on my head, maybe, and he felt already he had enough kavana. When he was younger, he didn't have his head covered. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you should have it covered from the beginning of davening to the end. It doesn't say what to do if you can, if it bothers your kavana, if it impedes your kavana. But akopanim, we were mevarer on haga of Hagaon HaChacham, Tzadik, Rabbi Avodiah Yosef, Zechuto Tegen Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael, Amen. If you're ever in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, you're at Summit Bar Ilan intersection. So one corner of the Bar Ilan intersection is a great Svarim store, Fein Of, a little bit up the block across the street also. There's another two great Svarim stores. They pick up some svarim, and then at the other corner, there is the, you go up a little bit, and you're in the Sanhedria cemetery, and you go up the hill, and you make a right turn, and you get into the cemetery, and in 2 seconds, you're at the kever of Chacham Ovadia and his wife, Rabbanit Margalit, and you can dive in there. It's gevaldik. You don't have to go to the Ukraine to go to Kibrei Tzadikim. You have a new Shlaim Yer Kodesh Tzadikim. Okay, so That's Hanhaga of Chacham Avadia, and his chus should be megan on us, and we should be zocha achto v'chesed kol yimei chayenu. And hopefully, as we've learned in the past, the Torah of Avadia, hopefully in the future we'll also learn his Torah, and we'll be able to be mevaris Hanhagas. Very interesting. Okay. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you for listening.